BA5, a subvariant of Omicron, is now dominant in the U.S., and it accounts for more than half of all COVID infections. Its quick rise corresponds with an increase in reinfections and hospitalizations. NPR's Allison Aubrey joins us now with more. Hey, Allison.
Hi, Elsa. Good to be here.
Good to have you. Okay, so tell us more about BA5. Like, does its rise mean we're going to go into another surge here in the U.S.?
Well, I think we're in the midst of a silent surge at a time when most people use rapid tests. It's hard to know just how many people are infected.
Yeah.
But one indicator, Elsa, is that hospitalizations appear to be rising slightly again. And reinfections are on the rise, too, according to some data from New York, for instance. Some people who were infected with Omicron in December or January are getting it again. Here's Michael Osterholm. He's an infectious disease expert at the University of Minnesota.
This is really a hyper-transmissible virus. And if you look right now, as BA5 is increasing, we're seeing this exposure now with the level of infections with this virus is, if you have a good elevator ride, you very well could get infected.
This really struck me, also, this idea that an elevator ride with an infected person could be enough of an exposure, even for those of us who've been vaccinated and boosted.
I mean, I'm one of those people who got COVID back in December. So where does this leave us? Mm-hmm. What does this mean for the fall, you think?